Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Gardening listeners, this is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry, mom, composter, gardener, bug and worm farmer, horticulturalist, ecopreneur, biocontrol specialist, and Dr. Bug Lady. And I'd like to extend a very warm, easy, organic gardener welcome to each of you, and a heartfelt thank you for tuning in. My guest this hour is the amazing Terry DeSilke. She has got so much to share with us, and I am delighted to have her as my guest today on the show. Before I ask Terry to join me, though, I want to make sure you have a copy of our winter catalog. It has exactly what you need to extend the season of your garden, including indoor pest controls, indoor composting, vermiculture, seed germination tools, winter plant protection, and so much more. To make sure you get a copy of your Arbico Organic free winter catalog, you can go to www.arbico-organics.com. That's arbico-organics.com to place your order, or you can always give us a call at 1-800-SOS-BUGS. 800-SOS-BUGS, and one of our specialists will be glad to take your order and make sure that you get a catalog. Be sure to take a look at the Arbico Organics Facebook page. We love it when you like us. You know, you can always be on the lookout there for sales and other special promotions that we offer. And if you'd like to follow me, you can follow me at Dr. Bug Lady, Dr. Bug Lady on Twitter. And now I'd like to tell you a little bit about my spectacular guest, Terry DeSilke. Terry DeSilke is one amazing woman. Since she was little, she's been an avid lover of gardening, and as a professional, she holds a BA in education and a master's degree in person-centered education. She's an educator and coordinator of the School Garden and Nutrition Education Program for the Ukiah Unified School District. And over the past 15 years, she's assisted in putting a garden into every school, yay, 12 in total, and teach nutrition education in a program called Harvest of the Month, where students taste a fresh local fruit or vegetable in the classroom every month, which I think is amazing. In addition, Terry DeSilke is one of the few intrepid commercial seaweed harvesters along the Mendocino County coastline running Ocean Harvest Sea Vegetable Company, where she gathers such delicacies as nori, kombu, sea palm, ocean rubens, sea lettuce, and bullwhip kelp during low tides beginning in spring, primarily in the chilly waters just south of the Mendocino headlands to north of Fort Bragg. That is amazing. And now I would like to ask Terry DeSilke to join me. Hi, Terry. Thanks for joining me today on the East Organic Gardener.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
You bet. How are you doing today? My goodness, you've got an amazing life.
Well, today is a day of rest, so I'm very thankful for that, where I don't have to travel anywhere, and I get to just stay home and play with my kitties and have a restful time.
So, as a child, it sounds like you thought gardening was a whole bunch of work. I kind of identify with you. My parents used to pay us, you got paid a penny for a dandelion. We got paid a nickel for a whole bag of weeds. So you definitely did a lot better than I did. It would be a whole grocery bag, you know. I mean, actually, that was kind of my first job as a child. I remember taking all my money and going to the store and my mom letting me buy a pair of pants, and they were red and white checkers. So that's how far back I go in understanding the chores of gardening.
Yes, and I'm so glad that I love gardening now, and I would never pull my dandelions out.
Good girl. You're eating them, right?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, it's funny because we do have a whole section on weed control in our catalog and online, of course. Lots and lots of good weed control products, including biological weed control, where we have insects that actually feed on weeds, and then other products that use essential oils and that type of thing. So, but the funny part is that we have had a new designer, and he put together a banner that talked about our wonderful weed products. And right in the front of it, it had dandelions. And I said, oh, no, 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 we can't do that. That's not a weed.
Beneficial weed.
So let's just get started here. I am so fascinated by what you're doing, and I'm just absolutely tickled to have you on the show. I love seaweed, and I probably don't eat enough of it, and probably none of us do. But tell us, how the heck did you get started with harvesting seaweed, and why? I know it's a wonderful food for us, but tell us how you got started.
Well, it was quite serendipitous. When I was 10 years old, I grew up in Utah, and when I was 10 years old, I imagined myself living at the beach, somewhere at a beach. And it wasn't until I turned 25 that I actually moved to California, and I was teaching at the time, and I kind of got burnt out in the classroom after about 15 years, and I decided I wanted to do something else. I moved to Mendocino County. I still continued to teach part-time, but I had some friends who harvested seaweed, so I learned how to dry it, I learned how to package it. And then I learned how to harvest it, and it just so happened that somebody was selling their seaweed company. So I said, I want to buy it. I'm an herbalist. I believe that one of the herbs from the sea is the seaweed. And I started harvesting and building on the business. And I really wanted to earn a right livelihood. And wildcrafting and getting nutritious food to people seemed like that to me.
Well, it certainly does seem to be something that is becoming more and more important. I mean, when I think about, you know, maybe 15 years ago, I didn't really know much about seaweed. You know, about the only time anybody mentioned seaweed was if you were going to have Japanese food in a restaurant. And now, I mean, it's become much more prevalent, and you see it in a lot of cuisines now. So I love that. You know, that you're doing this, and tell us a little bit of, you know, like, why don't people eat more seaweed here? It's very abundant, apparently, and it's so healthy. I mean, tell us about that, the health aspects, and why don't we eat more of it?
Well, you know, I think that indigenous peoples all over the world have eaten seaweed ever since the beginning, because they recognize the connection with the ocean much more than landlocked folks do. I didn't eat seaweed when I lived in Utah. I don't even know that I knew what seaweed was. Indigenous people from Mendocino County, the Pomos, have a relationship with the seaweed that I really admire, and I make sure to give respect to that each time I harvest seaweed. Many people think of seaweed as just this slimy thing they see on the beach, and they pick it up, and it's already in a compostable form. It's been sitting there for a while. It's got bugs on it. But they don't recognize the fact that, you know, if you get it fresh right off of the rocks, it doesn't have any of that slimy characteristic that you see on the beach with all the bugs on it. And they also don't recognize that that slime is actually the good part of the seaweed. The slime is the part that is the alginate, and it helps to attach to heavy metals and contaminants that might be in our intestines and leach those things, pull those things right out. It binds with them and pulls them out of our bodies. So slime is a good thing, people. It's not just yucky. And yes, most people don't realize the fact that we came from the ocean and we're still filled with the ocean, and our blood, sweat, and tears are nearly identical to the makeup of ocean water. We need the nutrients that are in the ocean water, and what better way to get them than to eat the plants of the ocean that are bathed in the minerals we so need in our bodies. So some of the benefits of eating seaweed, and I want to give you a little bit of background about the three types of seaweeds. There are green seaweeds, there are brown seaweeds, and there are red seaweeds. And even though they might not look like these colors, that's how they classify them into three color groups. So the green seaweeds are things like sea lettuce, ova. The brown seaweeds are bladder rack, wakame, kombu, and pupis. And the red seaweeds are gold and nori, things like Irish moss and carrageen.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics specialists. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
This is Dan Pilk. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
You just lost Sherry? Okay. Okay. Welcome back.
This is Terry DeSilke, and I'll tell you a little bit more about the nutritional qualities of seaweeds. So I harvest three different colors, green, red, and brown, and they each have their own unique characteristics. The green seaweeds are really high in vitamin A, and I harvest sea lettuce, which is really delicate green and grows in the sandy areas of the ocean. The brown seaweeds are filled with alginates. And those include things like bladder wrack, wakame, and kombu, and fucus, which some people are very familiar with. Those alginates are the parts that make the seaweed slimy, so that when you are cleansing or you're maybe want to get some radiation or some heavy metals out of your body, you would eat those. They bind with those heavy metals, and then they're excreted. Hi, Sherry.
Wow, you know, yeah, hi there. I'm back again, Terry. Gee, for those of you listening, I apologize. I am actually broadcasting live today from the beautiful city of Montreal, Canada. And for those of you who listen to the show, you know I have a daughter who's a professional ballerina. She's here dancing with Le Grand Ballet du Canada. And as a result, I'm actually talking from a hotel. And apparently, you know, with live broadcasts, sometimes we have a phone interference. So I apologize to you, Terry, and to the listeners. So we're talking here about seaweed, and you were just talking about the benefits of seaweed and how they help with detoxification. Let's talk a little bit about the kinds of seaweed that most people know about. So nori, dulse, and some of the kelp products. What's the most? What is the one that most people eat, or is the most popular in our country, anyway?
I would probably say nori, because that's what you eat when you have sushi, and nori sheet.
Right,
and that's what a lot of the little snack packages are made out of these days. Although, if you read the back of the snack package, I must say, to Wild Harvester's defense, that those little snack packages of nori, because they've been so processed to get them into those little sheets, they've washed off all of the nutrients, and they've had to have to add back in salt just for the flavor, because there's no sodium left in there along with none of the other nutrients. So if you want to eat really nutritious seaweed, make your own snacks and eat wild harvested seaweed that hasn't been processed. And nori and dulse are both red seaweeds, and they are both probably the most common around here, and they're highest in iron and B vitamins and protein.
Well, that's the greatest thing, I think, about kelp, is that it is so high in protein, particularly for people who are wanting to take on more of a veganic diet, or vegetarian diet anyway. This is a wonderful source of protein, not to mention all the trace elements, minerals, the other issue is that it helps our hormone system. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, because we need iodine in our thyroids, and there are no land plants that have iodine. The only place we get iodine from is the ocean. So one of the really important nutrients for our hormones and for our thyroid is iodine. And that's the bladder wrack is probably the highest in iodine and has been used for millennia around the world for its iodine content to make sure that people don't get goiter or hypothyroidism or Hashimoto's disease. I know that is a class all its own. But I have hypothyroidism myself, and I take seaweed in capsules every day just so that I know I'm getting that little dose of iodine that I know that my thyroid really wants to keep myself healthy. And I sell it that way as well.
You know, it's so interesting because we often talk about here on the East Organic Gardener how similar we are to plants. Human beings and plants, what works for plants works for people. And one of the best things that we can add to our plants, amend with, and fertilize with is kelp, seaweed products.
Yep.
It is amazing how much of it that we sell, and yet people don't realize that it is a wonderful food for them that can help create amazing nourishment. And, you know, when you talk about things like hormones, I mean, women going through menopause tend to have thyroid issues, and a lot of them are just not consuming enough of those good sea vegetables, which is really surprising, you know, when you think about treating the cause, which should be our nutrition.
Right.
It's crazy stuff. So tell us a little bit about the type of seaweeds that you harvest. And, I've never heard of some of them before, and so I'm quite intrigued by it.
Well, we harvest some very unique seaweeds that probably only grow here on the Mendocino Northern California coast, and one of them is called sweet kombu. The Latin name is Hedephyllum sessile. It's a frilly kombu-like sea vegetable, and when I say kombu-like, that means it's kind of thick, it's a brown seaweed, and it has a little bit of slime to it, but it has this delicious smoky flavor and a sweet aftertaste. Mm. And the way that we get our seaweeds to have these flavors, because you can't just take it from the ocean usually and eat it right out of the ocean, although you can, but it doesn't taste the same, we dry them really well. We sun dry them and almost bake them in the sun so that when you bite into it, it's really crisp so that you get that really great kind of jerky flavor. Another seaweed that we harvest that is original that we only harvest, I mean, it grows abundantly, and I'm not sure why other people don't harvest it, is called ocean ribbons, Lesionopsis litoralis. It's nutrient-rich. It's a brown seaweed. It's kind of like a fettuccine noodle. It's about as big as a fettuccine noodle, so you can cook it up in a pasta just like you would for a pasta. And that's called ocean ribbons. And then another one that we harvest that is very popular around here and that you actually have to have a license, a seaweed harvesting license to harvest, is called sea palm. And that Latin name is Postelsia palmiformis. That, like I said, is our most popular seaweed. It's versatile. It's mild. You can eat it right from the bag. You can put it in with noodles. You can put it into stir fries. And the reason that we believe that it needs to have a license to harvest is because it is very unique to this region, and they want to make sure that if you harvest it, you know how to harvest it so that it will grow back again.
Ah.
So those are three of our unique sea vegetables we harvest.
Wow. And for those of you who are listening, seaweedmermaid.com is the website that you can check out seaweed, S-E-A-W-E-E-D, mermaid.com. There's some beautiful pictures of you, by the way, and so nice to see you actually there harvesting away, and it's so beautiful. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be coming back in just a few minutes, and we're going to be talking to Terry DeSelce about seaweed and why we need to eat more seaweed and just about harvesting the ocean. So don't go away. We are coming right back.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do.
When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop.
And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help.
Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com
and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website.
Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, Rose Holmberg here. If you know anyone who suffers from any kind of arthritis pain, I have suffered with severe rheumatoid arthritis for over 45 years. That is, until this summer, when I was told about 90 for Life and a secret sauce. You too can experience a life free of this pain. I work from home helping others by sharing with them this information that will give you hope and change your life. Call right now, 763-291-5052. Again, call 763-291-5052.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dry foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Easy Organic Gardener, EASY, environmentally and sustainably yours. This is Sherry Herrera-Desai. And with me is the amazing, outstanding Terry Desilke. She is an educator, she is a gardener, and most of all, she is a harvester of seaweed, expert on seaweeds, and under the company of Ocean Harvest Sea Vegetable Company. Welcome back, Terry. Boy, oh, I love you. I love your website. Again, I want to mention the name Seaweed Mermaid, S-E-A-W-E-E-D, mermaid.com. And the pictures are just beautiful of the different sea vegetable selections. I don't know about you. I had breakfast before the show, and I'm ready to sign up for some of this. It looks so good. I love anything that's, you know, sort of salty, and so I've been a big lover of seaweed for a long time, but I had no idea that of all the different types. And exactly what they look like when they are just either, you know, just pulled out and whatnot. But your website is just spectacular because you have recipes there. And, of course, you show the different types of seaweeds. And you even take people on what's called a seaweed safari. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes. For about the last 7 years, I've had people asking me, will you take me out and show me how to harvest seaweeds? So we've done a couple of seaweed safaris, which are weekend-long seaweed harvesting and drying experiences. And I also take people out on just a day trip where they go to an actual harvest and they learn about the seaweeds we're harvesting right there, and they are able to harvest their own and take them back inland and dry them at their homes if they live close enough to do that. So it's a lot of fun. It's a little dangerous, so that's why I take people out and, you know, make sure that they know that our ocean on the West Coast is really raucous and unpredictable at times, and you need to really pay 100% attention to what you're doing at all times.
Well, I would imagine because you're absolutely accurate there. The ocean where you are harvesting from can be very rugged. And I think it's such a wonderful project for you to offer this kind of education to the public because so many of us do love seaweed. We have no idea how to go about harvesting it or, you know, how you do anything, dry it and that type of thing. So it's wonderful what you're doing. And I like the way you talk about in your blog how you wait until the moon is in a certain stage. And tell us a little bit about that. Is that important when you harvest the stage of the moon? I mean, you know, as it is with planting, for example, plants. You know, a lot of gardeners prefer to plant on the full moon.
Yes. Well, the moon, as we might remember from maybe our science in school, has a pull on the ocean current. So when the moon is new and full at dawn during the spring and the summer, it pulls the tide out so that the rocks are actually exposed that the seaweed grow on. And during other times, during the year and during the day, those rocks are covered with ocean water because they really are underwater plants. So we take advantage of those new moon and full moon low tides to go out and harvest as quickly as we can because they don't last very long. Sometimes they last a half hour. Sometimes they last an hour. Sometimes when we're really lucky and it's a really low tide, like a negative 2-foot tide, then we can be out there for a couple of hours and see the beauty and abundance that are really underneath the waves most of the time. So that's why we go out on the new and the full moon.
I love it. And who would have thought, you know, that, you know, I was having a conversation with some friends the other day about how amazing our planet is when you think about, you know, in order for us to have the life, we have to have a planet that circles circularly around a star, and we need a moon, and, you know, it's just, you've got to have a wobble on the axis, and with all of that, you get to harvest the seaweed. So let's talk a little bit more about how many types of seaweed altogether do you actually harvest?
We harvest 11 types of seaweed, and some of them grow in other parts of the world and are under the same classification family, but they are unique to this coast right here as well, and they're up through Canada. So we also harvest, besides the sweet kombu, ocean ribbons, and sea palm, we harvest kombu, which is Laminaria dentigera for our region. And that is a very medicinal seaweed used for its brown algae properties. It's probably the slimiest seaweed that there is. And you can use it to cook with your beans. It helps with flatulence. It helps to release all of the enzymes that would help to relieve any flatulence that you might receive from beans. We use it to cook in stews, and it pretty much just disappears into the food that you're cooking it in. We also harvest wakame, and wakame is a seaweed. It's called Alaria marginata here. In Japan, wakame is one of the most popular seaweeds, and it's called the women's seaweed because it's high in calcium, and they're also studying it for breast cancer at this time because it is said to prevent breast cancer. So that is a very tender green leaf of the Pacific wakame. It's really long. Sometimes it can be 37 feet long, so we kind of have to wrap it around our arms when we harvest it. And it has a stipe in the middle, which is kind of like a stem that we use to cut out, and then you can use the two sides of the blades for cooking. And that's a very popular one. We also harvest nori, which is Porphyra perforata, and that's one of the very first seaweeds that we harvest in the spring, and that's also the traditional indigenous seaweed that the Pomo tribes used to harvest along the coast here because you can just pick it off the rock. You don't have to cut it, and the nori, as you know, is what they make sushi nori from, and we ocean rinse that because it does grow really close to the sand, so we don't want to have any sand in it. And the nori can be used in
various ways. I like to make coco Noritos, and there are several recipes on my website because the coco Noritos are so popular, everybody wants them, but they're very time intensive. So if you make your
what are they?
I tear the nori up into little bits, and then I fast fry that in a cast iron skillet with coconut oil. And then I put it on a baking tray, and I sprinkle on a little bit of nutritional yeast, some garlic powder, and just a bit of cayenne, and I put it in the oven to finish drying, and it crisps it up. And then you have a nice crispy snack, kind of like popcorn, but even more nutritious.
Ooh, I am sold on that, because I love popcorn, and yet I know popcorn is not the most nutritious food for us. And I put kelp on popcorn. Nutritional yeast, spike, you know, that Bragg's, and even been known to put flax oil on it. But I think it's because I like all that stuff. You know, I probably could put it on little pieces of cardboard and be just as happy. But I love the idea of doing this with seaweed because it's so good for you. Great idea.
Another one of the seaweeds that we harvest, and you talked about putting kelp on popcorn, we harvest the bull whip kelp, which is a brown seaweed, but it dries a brilliant green color. And then we like to put that in a Vitamix and make it into a powder so that we can put it on things. And you can also put it in things like cashew cheese. It's an emulsifier.
Yum.
So the bullwhip kelp is really delicious.
Oh. I really get this excited about a food that I'm telling you this is. I'm really happy right now. Golly, you know, this is such a golden opportunity for people to really take advantage of a wonderful food that just is so full of, I mean, you know, it's rich in vitamin C, you know, 25% protein by weight. You have vitamin B12. I mean, it goes on and on. We're going to have to take another break. When we come back, though, we're going to hear some more about seaweed. So for those of you who are listening, please don't go away. We are coming right back with Terry Jaffe.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics Specialist. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
Hi, I'm Sam Nuss. Found WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to The Easy Organic Gardener. This is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry. And my guest is, I'm just a seaweed expert, let's just say that. The amazing Terry DeSelke. And welcome back, Terry. We have just had an amazing conversation here. One of the things I've been doing is looking at the recipes that you have on your website. Save the tuna seaweed salad. That just sounds like amazingly delicious. And so basically, instead of the tuna, you can use cooked chickpeas and the kombu. And Boy, it just sounds like something that as soon as I get home, I'm going to try that one out. The other one that sounds really good is the pesto. You've got a pesto dish here. And that, my goodness, that's another one. It uses Brazil nuts and pine nuts along with basil and seaweed. And, boy, that one sounds wonderful, too. What is your favorite other than the Coco Naritos?
Well, I really like things that I can take to potlucks. So the Save the Tuna Seaweed Salad is always popular, and so is the Spicy Sea Palm Salad. They're both really easy to make, and people always ask for them. So I always have to take them.
Not much in the sea palm salad. It's just an amazing it's concoction. It has sea palm fronds, onions, cucumbers, and umeboshi vinegar. Yum. It works for me. Anyway, let's continue. I know we've talked about the reason for eating sea vegetables. You talked about how our vegetal ancestors, going back at least 3.2 billion years, have survived on sea vegetables. And we know they're great for our health, and from the endocrine system to the trace elements and vitamins, and of course B12. Not everybody has a good source of B12, particularly if you're a vegan or vegetarian. And this is a great source. Some people might ask about radioactivity. I'm not sure how that works in it, but I know that your product is not in any way has any radioactivity to it. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Sure.
Well, starting in 2011, right after Fukushima happened, we decided that it was not only to our benefit being in the ocean, but to everybody that we sell to find out and make sure that our seaweed that we were selling and harvesting was not contaminated from Fukushima. So we started testing in May of 2011. We test either two or three times a year so that we know that we have a baseline, and we are the only company, to my knowledge, on the West Coast that has a baseline of testing data from May 2011 all the way to the current harvest of August of 2013. And we have had no radiation detected. We do an independent testing with a lab called EMSL. It's a food lab. The same person who's been testing it from 2011 tests it even today. So we have that continuity, and we're very confident that our seaweeds are the safest possible. We also test for heavy metals every other year. We test for four: cadmium, mercury, lead, and arsenic. And the seaweed has never been found to have any of those heavy metals. And the reason we test for those four is because that's what the rocks on this coast contain. So the soil and the rocks might contain those heavy metals. So we feel like we have the safest seaweed, and we go to that extra effort of making sure that people know that the seaweed is safe that they're eating.
But especially since, it would be ironic in a way to find radioactivity in something like seaweed, because it is used for people, they take iodine when they have been exposed to radioactivity. So it makes all the sense that it would be probably one of the least susceptible things, although that doesn't sound very scientific. I guess what I'm saying is it just makes sense that it wouldn't be. And I know that you use amazing standards for harvesting. And I love that you call your office the Pacific Ocean. That is amazing. So how often are you out, how many of you are out gathering? Is it every day? Is it just that I think you talked about certain times of the month, but tell us a little bit about that.
So I'll take you through like a typical harvesting. And we harvest like 5 days on a new moon and 5 days on a full moon. So if you add those up from April through July, that's probably about 40 days in the ocean. And we start I start in my house about 4:30 a.m., getting up, getting out. It takes about 50 minutes, 5-0, for me to go to the coast from my home. And at daybreak, we walk out in wetsuits, booties, and wool hats with our backpacks full of our gear. And it usually takes from 10 to 30 minutes to walk out to a harvest site. I do a little bit of a Mayan blessing song and make an offering to the ocean. And then we start harvesting frond tips of whatever type of seaweed we're harvesting. And we can harvest anywhere from, like I said, a half hour to a couple of hours, or until there's so much seaweed that I can only pull it up in my backpack. So I can probably carry about 50 pounds in my backpack. So we're not harvesting a whole lot, and I probably take about 3 people at the most out with me to harvest. Maybe we get between 200 and 300 wet pounds of seaweed. We bring that back inland, and I dry it on some nylon net racks. We weigh it first because we pay the state royalties on our wet poundage. And then we dry that for a day, we bring it in, and then we dry it for another day. Usually our seaweed dries for 2 days to get it nice and dry. And then we store that in some plastic bags that I have a seaweed shed for. And we go out and harvest again the next day. So it's really a lot like farming. You know, you're out there harvesting, and then it takes all day to dry, and then you have to package it up, and then you turn around and do it again the next day.
Definitely is. You are definitely farming. There is no question about it. And like everything else, you have to be up at the crack of dawn and, be there for the harvest. And, there's that special time that is reserved just for that. And I love that that's what you're doing to help all of us. And for those of you who want to purchase the seaweed, you can actually purchase it off of
the website, which is seaweedmermaid.com. I'm definitely going to be buying some after the show. I'm really excited. it's like anything else. If I can find it in the grocery store, and I generally shop at Whole Foods, and it's right in place, I buy it. When I buy it, I buy a bunch of it, and then mm-hmm. it sort of goes by the wayside. I don't think about it. And so I'm so delighted that we have a place to purchase it from that's fresh, and what a selection. It's incredible that you have so many different types available. We've got about a minute and a half left of the show. It goes so fast. Terry, tell us, what would you like to leave us with today, our audience? What would you like to tell them about seaweed and your mission?
Well, I believe that seaweed is very good for not only our bodies, but there's that connection back with the ocean, and it's also good for our gardens. This last year I've been really experimenting with the seaweed in the garden and making fermented tea that I spray and I also put into the compost. I can put fresh scraps of seaweed into the compost, and I believe that my vegetables have really benefited from it, and my neighbors who are growing the same vegetables, they're not quite as big and robust as mine are. So there's a real magic that happens when you bring that ocean into your garden and bring it into your life and bring it into your body that keeps you healthy. And I'm totally sold on seaweed for the rest of my life. And you should know who your seaweed comes from, because not all seaweed is wild-crafted and not all seaweed is tested. So there is a fear out there of radiation, and it's a well-founded fear, but know where your seaweed comes from.
And that is really good advice. Like everything, we highly recommend that people grow their own food, and that way you do know what's been put on it, how it's been taken care of. It's not just enough to just buy organic food, because often organic food is not very tasty. It does not have high bricks. It may not have high nutrients. And I just want to thank you so much, Terry, for joining me and enlightening our audience about the virtues and the value of seaweed. And for those of you who are listening, we will be back next week with another amazing guest. Please go out and make it a great, easy organic gardening week. This is your host, Terry Carrera Day Fry.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.